How much were you trained to make sure that you don't ask for too much and take too much so that there is enough for everyone else?
I'm your host, Sabrina Nicole, and welcome back to the Empowered Expansion Podcast. Here, we're all about tapping into our true power and creating a life we love. Are you ready to be the badass, powerful creator you could choose to be? Join me every week for deep self-concept work, very practical consciousness tools, and some sexy inspiration to elevate your self-image and expand beyond your current reality. I'm going to show you how to relax into creation and have some fun and ease along the way. Let's go.
All right, go ahead and buckle your seatbelt and get ready for this ride because this is going to be a good one. In today's episode, I'm going to invite you to start asking for more. And I mean a lot more. So first, let's reflect a little bit. How much as a child were you trained to not ask for too much? Like maybe you were told, don't be greedy. Or don't make your parents feel bad by asking for things that they can't give you or that they have to work super hard and suffer for in order to give you. Did your teachers or authorities tell you anything like, life doesn't work like that, life is hard, it's hard, like money doesn't grow on trees? How much were you shamed or made wrong for wanting something or wanting a certain amount of something? Were you trained to be okay and content with just enough, just get by with just enough, to make sure that there's enough for everyone else by you not taking too much? I'm going to say that again. How much were you trained to make sure that you don't ask for too much and take too much so that there is enough for everyone else? Listen, you're the boss now, you're the authority, you're the parent. And the provider is the abundant universe. This episode is an invitation for you to start asking for more and more and more and get everything you want and keep asking for more. Would you allow yourself to choose this? I've been reading this book called The Home of Infinite Possibilities by Dane Heer and Gary Douglas. And in the book, it says, if you ask, the universe gives to you, period. It goes on to say that if you haven't received what you want, then you simply haven't asked for it. Or maybe you haven't even opened up to receive it. And you probably relate to life and the universe as something scarce and maybe like unkind, not this monogamous, abundant universe, abundant, generous universe you could choose to live in. So here's a real example with this in my business. As I make this shift from only teaching English content to now teaching like how to be a powerful creator, take care of yourself and relax into creation and live in abundance, I was kind of like wanting to make this shift. I was more focused on maybe like how I was gonna do it. Like maybe I was a little worried, like all this like kind of yuck was going on. And then I stopped for a second and I realized I had never actually just asked the universe for the creation of this project. And I definitely hadn't opened up to receive it. I was more focused on like the how-tos and maybe how far I was from it. Then when I read this in the book, I simply asked. I said, hey universe, give me a wonderful business where I can express myself and I'm a huge contribution to my audience and they are to me. And then I opened up to receive it. And guys, what the heck? Magic started happening. My work started flowing. Even this episode, this was after I asked for this and opened up to receive it. I don't know if it was that night or the following night. I just woke up at 4 a.m. with all this energy. I could not fall back asleep. I got my laptop and I started writing out all these podcast episodes. It's crazy. Like things started aligning. This week has been so much fun. Like I've had so much flow, so much growth. I'm already doing this, like creating this new business, this new content and having a great time doing it. So funny. So a question to you is like, what you've been wanting, have you asked for it? Or have you been like maybe a little too busy, focused on the how-tos, how separate you are from it, maybe doubting if it's even going to happen? So yeah, what have you been wanting? Think about it for a second. Have you asked for it? Have you asked the abundant universe for it and opened up to receive it? Ask and you shall receive, baby. Another part here is to recognize all the programming you may have to only ask for what's necessary and to not be greedy. Another part to this is to recognize all the programming that you may have to quote unquote only ask for what's necessary or not be greedy. How about choosing a reality that's absolutely abundant and where it's wonderful to ask for a lot and it's never too much? Where can you start to ask for and receive more and more every second? How much more nourishing, loving energy can you ask for and receive in your life? How much more communion and synergy with everything and everyone around you can you start to ask for? How much more peace and joy and expression can you begin to ask for and receive in your life? How much more money can you begin to ask for? How much more health and vitality and fun? I invite you to start asking for more and definitely practicing this and expanding your capacity to receive. And I'm talking way more, like go beyond the limitations that were placed on you or that you picked up from others and realize you're not being like greedy or wrong for asking for so much. Realize that you can't ask for too much from an abundant universe. How does it get any better than that? What a fun reality. I remember a song when I was younger and it went like this. It went like, yeah, we finally got a piece of the pie. Yeah, we're moving on up to the east side. Anyway, we finally got a piece of the pie. To get a piece of the pie means to get a share of something, right? Like there's one cake and I got a slice. In the case of this song, it was about money. So saying like, we finally got a piece of the pie, it means we finally got some money. But this comes from an idea that there is a set amount, and if some people take too big of a slice, there's less cake for everyone else, or there's only crumbs left. This is a very big programming that goes around with money. It's this idea that, yeah, there's this cake, and there's people that are greedy and they take way too much and they don't leave enough for others. And I do say this with sensitivity. I'm not saying there aren't like corrupt people with money. There's also very like wonderful people with money. But that's literally not how money works. There isn't a limited amount of it. We are all making it up as we go. It represents value. It represents value in the market. And there's infinite value that you can add to the market or create a new market. Oh my gosh, how much my life changed when I realized there is no pie. There are infinite upon infinite upon infinite galaxies of pies available and more being created every second. This is actually like true, like the universe is constantly expanding, just FYI. In fact, I actually realized I am the pie, I am money, I am the fountain, but that's a podcast for another day. Do you want to destroy and uncreate everywhere you bought that resources are limited, that there isn't enough for everyone, and that if you get for that if you ask for and get too much, you are being bad and awful and taking away from somebody else? Do you want to destroy and uncreate all that? Good, we destroy and uncreate it. Guys, actually, by allowing yourself to start to choose more, to ask for more and receive more, you can be an inspiration for others to have more. Maybe you'll be the only person that they ever come across that chooses this possibility and made it possible for them in their world as well. This reminds me of some of like my favorite YouTubers. Growing up, the possibility that was presented to me was like, you gotta, you know, get a job, work in an office. And there were YouTubers that said, I don't want to do this. I want to make videos about the yogurt I'm eating and how I'm decorating my apartment. And I want to receive money from that. They showed, like, because they allowed themselves to choose that possibility, I was able to allow myself to choose that as well. So imagine if you actually, there's so much beauty to you allowing yourself to ask for and receive more. First, you get access to a reality that's actually abundant. The fact that there's scarcity, it doesn't have to be your choice. It doesn't have to be your reality. And I do say this with, do I say this with caution or what? Because I have such a, like, I don't know, like a resistance or a fear to someone being like, what are you talking about? You're privileged. You don't know how hard life is and how hard the government is and how hard my situation is. How dare you say that life is so easy? Okay, that's just like, it's not my key audience. If what I'm saying is not contributing to you and providing a new possibility, I'm not claiming to say the exact, like, the truth. I always tell you guys this, what I say here, it's not the absolute truth. I'm presenting a possibility. I'm presenting something that you can start to choose for your life if it works for you, if it feels light, and if it calls you. If it doesn't really work for you, then disregard it. Maybe the next episode will provide a little more. Also, I realized that me preventing sharing this message so that I don't have people telling me that, I'm also not allowing myself to be a contribution to people that do want to choose this. Like, the way that people that presented this possibility to me and these concepts to me helped me and allowed me to make new choices and live in a more abundant reality. Does that make sense? Okay, so in conclusion, begin to notice where you feel shame or guilty or wrong for asking, and maybe for asking for a certain amount. Begin to notice it and go beyond it and choose more if you'd like.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Do you have any questions or comments you'd like to share? Let's continue the conversation over on Instagram @EmpoweredExpansionPodcast. See you soon. We'll be right back.